Just his own plum. The plum was good, and it was his anyway. Little Vanya looked at the rest of the plums lying on a plate. They all wanted to be eaten. Little Vanya looked around, but nobody was in the kitchen to hold him. Nobody. Little Vanya waited a bit, sighed, ate another plum, waited, and then another one, waited, and then another one, until all of them were gone. After the dinner, the mother turned to the plate where the plums were, but the plate was empty. Mother asked Father, "Did you eat the plums?" The father replied, "No." The mother turned to Vanya's older brother and asked him, "Did you eat the plums?" The brother replied, "No." The mother turned to Vanya and asked him, "Did you eat the plums?" Vanya quickly replied by shaking his head, "No, no, Nani!" He wanted to be invisible. The mother said, "Strange, I didn't eat the plums either. Somebody ate the plums. It's not good. But a worse thing is the plum seed. If one swallows plum seed, they can get a very bad stomach ache. I worry about that." Little Vanya got pale and mumbled, "No, no, I threw the plum seeds in the garbage." Vanya's older brother started loudly laughing, barking like a machine gun. Confused, little Vanya looked at his family. His mother was smiling in concord with Vanya's older brother. Little Vanya looked at his dad. His dad sighed and tried to hide his eyes from Vanya in some embarrassment. Little Vanya started crying. For some reason, Vanya felt very big and very lonely in his room. He also felt shame for his mother. He wanted there no more. What does that mean?
He wanted there no more?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He must have not translated well from Russian. So how much you give her? You can rate this. How much do you, how many stars do you give it?
Can I give a half a star?
No.
Oh, I give 4.
Why? So what do you think of this story?
It was good, but I didn't really like the end.
Why didn't you like the end?
Because he was sad.
Okay, so what do you think of Vanya? Did he do good or bad? What do you think of his brother? What do you think of his mother? What do you think?
Well, I think the brother and the mother were clever of saying that to prove that he ate the plums.
Mm-hmm. So why his father was just kind of trying to hide his eyes from him?
Because he was laughing.
Oh, you think he was laughing?
Yes.
So you think his mother was right and the brother?
Yeah, but I feel bad for him.
Why do you feel bad for him?
Because he was crying.
Why do you think he was crying?
Because he was embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
Can I read it 4 stars?
Yeah. He was embarrassed, but what do you think of, you think that the mother was right?
Yes, definitely.
Why?
Because.
Did she trick him?
Yeah.
So is it good to trick people?
No, but it was to prove that he ate the plums.
But could she do it in a different way? So not to trick him?
Yeah.
How would you do it if you were his mother?
I would say... This is hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's a puzzle.
That's what I would say.
Oh, you would say
I once read this book where there was magic, and there was this girl named Sophie, and her best friend's name is Agatha, and there's 3 good people and 1 bad person, and they're fighting, and then the bad person is very clever, and Sophie isn't in the fight, and then someone's spell makes all the people turn into Agathas, and one of them is actually Agatha, so Sophie has to ask a bunch of questions to find out who is actually Agatha, who is actually Tedros, who is actually Guinevere, and who is actually the snake.
So what kind of questions does she ask?
She asks, what is Agatha's favorite food?
Mm-hmm.
And she asks, how did Tedros propose to you? And she asks a bunch of other things. But Guinevere was helping Tedros pass the test, and it was kind of sad because he ended up killing her because he thought she was the snake because she wanted to help him win the test because the test was to kill Agatha, but Agatha was his princess, and so she made him think that she was the snake to make him kill her so that, you know, it's kind of confusing and sad, but it worked, and eventually he was king in the end. It's a really complicated series.
Okay, but this is very, very simple. So, who do you think was more guilty of their crimes? Vanya, his mother, his brother, or his father? What are their crimes, first of all?
Vanya ate the plums.
So he ate the plums that didn't belong to him.
Mm-hmm. The mother?
What else? Is it his only crime?
Pretty much.
Did he tell the truth?
Oh, yeah, he lied.
He lied.
And then the mother tricked him.
The mother tricked him because she told the story that if you eat plum seeds, you get a bad... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't sincerely tell him, like, confronted him. What about the brother?
He laughed at him.
He was mean to him to laugh at him instead of being on his side.
And the dad?
Didn't defend him either.
The brother.
And the father was somehow embarrassed? Yes. So, okay, maybe the father doesn't have much crimes. Maybe that's... So, whose crime is the biggest?
The brother.
Why?
Because he was mean.
Because he was mean. What about the mother?
Third biggest.
Okay, what do you think that Vanya learned?
Stories to think about the good
no.
enough.
What do you think that Vanya learned from this story? If you were in the place of Vanya, imagine yourself. How would you feel? And what would you think about the whole thing? What would be your kind of takeaway?
Mm-hmm.
Would you learn not to lie?
Yeah, and I would learn not to eat plums that weren't mine.
Okay. But what about, would you learn not to be mean?
What do you mean? No, because he wasn't mean.
Okay, his brother was mean, so maybe Vanya would learn to be mean back.
Hmm.
And maybe Vanya would learn to be like his mother.
They're bad influences.
Bad influences, okay. All right, but who do you like the best in this story?
Vanya.
Right.
Because he's the main character.
Well, that doesn't, and sometimes mean characters are the main characters.